Good day. Welcome again to H2O Operator, the Kawasa podcast, serving water utilities and water operators and the public of the Caribbean. I'm your presenter, Ignatius Jean, and today I will be following up on what I promised from the conference, the workshop taking place at the Bay Gardens with water operators from St. Lucia, Belize, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Grenada, Jamaica, and Dominica. We'll follow up from our conversations with Mandel Alsey on pathways to non-revenue water reduction strategy in the Caribbean region. Non-revenue water, simply put, is water that has been supplied within this distribution system but has not been paid for. As such, non-revenue comprises real physical losses, apparent commercial losses, and unbilled unauthorized consumption. Across the Caribbean region and in many other parts of the world, many countries have grappled with addressing non-revenue water. In St. Lucia, the Water and Sewage Company, facing this challenge, has developed and implemented and are implementing appropriate measures to reduce non-revenue water. So as part of that process, the German International Development Agency, the GIZ, has supported with funding the water partnerships program with Hamburg Wasser, the utility in the city of Hamburg in Germany. And so we are pleased this morning to have with us Mr. Karim Thompson of the Belize Water Services, who will tell us some of what they have been doing in Belize to reduce non-revenue water and some of the progress that they've made. Over to you, Mr. Thompson.
Good morning, everyone. As the presenter said, I'm Karim Thompson from Belize Water Services. And being here in St. Lucia, right off hand, we can say that St. Lucia needs to look at their metering to eliminate apparent loss and start focusing on real loss. Metering is key in determining a loss. They need some production meters, mapping out the zones and putting customers to zones is a good way of doing that. They can always use a table of estimating usage per household, and that can be a guideline to what zones should be using. That will tell you if the zone is exceeding productions by just water going to waste. They need to do monitoring and logging, reporting, and data. Data is key in tackling non-revenue water, because if you don't know what you are producing and then you have nothing to compare it to for sales, that is key. A lot of the customers here in St. Lucia are still going unmetered, so that adds to the apparent loss right off the top. The different zones being supplied are not metered, so you don't know what is the real demand in the zones. But I believe they're off the right track. They have installed meters and are doing a pilot zone right now. And we have contacts with some other guys, so we will be doing a lot of networking where we can talk to each other and share our experiences with what they are going through at the time.
Now, Karim, you know, in Belize has had this relationship with the Contra Costa Water Department in the United States. And from that, you have reduced your non-revenue water considerably over the years. In most of the region, non-revenue water seems to range around over 50%. What was it in Belize, and where are you now?
We were up around 58% before privatization. After our privatization stint with the company was Cascal, when they left, I think they left in 2005. Since then, we have been tackling non-revenue water and focusing on that wholeheartedly. No? So we are down to around 23% right now.
Right. 23%. This is phenomenal reduction. What are some of the challenges that you faced as an operator in implementing some of the measures to reduce non-revenue water?
In the beginning, it used to be having buy-in from staff. That was one of the biggest challenges in dealing with non-revenue water. Another challenge in maintaining NRW percentages is aging infrastructure.
Okay. And so it meant that you would have had a lot of investments in the sector to do that. But from some of the how is the workshop taking place? Some of what added value for you, and do you think it was useful that you can meet as operators to discuss non-revenue water here in St. Lucia?
It's very useful coming to these type of workshop and seeing the different challenges throughout the water industry. Personally, the presenters were keen on ways that we can look to improve our non-revenue water status, and also sharing and hearing each other's concern, some of the small things that are overlooked in our distribution, I believe we can now take a closer look at.
Okay, so there would be a need for, like, do you have, say, standard operating procedures that are documented within the department or within the utility to enable you to have continuity with that process? How has that been with your experiences in Belize?
Currently in Belize, we have been implementing standard operating procedures as part of our strategic mapping. We have standard operating procedures by department, and it's implemented. We have different meetings with supervisors and so on, go over those operating procedures so that everyone in the company know the policies, and people are held accountable for violating those policies.
Okay. Well, I think we appreciate the contribution you have made here, and I too really appreciated the contributions that the team from Belize have been making at this Water Operators Forum to discuss non-revenue water. And as the years go on, we hope to see significant reductions in the region, and that we can continue these partnerships in the region through water operators partnerships supported by the various donor agencies and international partners. Thank you very much, Karim, for this contribution.
Thank you as well.